Alrighty then, it is July the 15th, 2021. It is 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We come to you Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Might even come back on Mondays. I don't know. My schedule is always moving around. And we broadcast at 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And we talk about media fakery, fakeology, the study of fakery. And we also have been preoccupied for, 16, 17 months with the COVID cult and the COVIDian takeover. And we discuss the nature of viruses, the nature of all the media that is surrounding us, the propaganda, the history of it. We are completely obsessed now with the COVIDian communitarian cult, the CCC, the takeover of the world. And pretty much every day there's something to deconstruct. Since the root of this is a lie, then really anything that comes after it can be considered fakery. It's a broad topic, I know, and sometimes there's no actual media fakery in the actual post that I put on fakeologist.com/blog, but it is all rooted in a central lie, so everything they're talking about is based on a central lie, so that's why I bring it up, and because you cannot ignore it at all. It's in your face every day, unless you are buried underground and don't consume any media at all, then you really are forced to address it at every single moment of every single day. And tonight we have a returning guest, Marcus Allen from EscapeTheNewNormal.com, and he is working hard on the COVIDian, anti-COVIDian war, and he always has something to bring every single day. And today's no exception. So, Marcus, welcome.
I'm hoping you can hear me.
Well, I think I didn't press the right button. So we had I wasn't sure if you're, because it shows you're in the green room, but I guess you can't hear me, or I can't hear you unless I turn your green room button on. So I'm still learning this Restreamio, because I usually don't have guests come in through the Restreamio link.
I'm literally on my third backup computer right now. I'm like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? So I'm glad you can hear me.
Well, I didn't even notice the chat until I looked over, because, of course, it requires a window to be open, and there's quite a few windows open to get the show started. So how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm much calmer than I was earlier when I wrote you. I wanted to talk to you about last night's show that you did.
Yeah. So you calmed down. So now
I was upset for you, actually. I was upset the way you were treated last night by Maxime, whatever his name is these days. And I wanted to talk about that.
That was show FAK337. If anyone wants to go back in the archives,
free. Let me put a note to that. 337.
That's right. Yeah, the archives are free. Anyone can just go to fakeologist.com/. audio and just look around there. There's a link somewhere to get the archives. Of course, the smartest way to do it is just to simply go and into your favorite audio player and take a look there. That's the smart thing. And actually, just as you're talking, I'm getting a few messages from Max.
I hear it.
Yeah, he's actually sending me a few messages. I'm on episode 16 at maxime.com/ I like people. Well, there you go. I'll pull
episode 16. Should I send it over there or to you?
Oh, you can put it wherever you want.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. The link he just gave me is no good. He sent me a draft.
I see.
Link doesn't work. Yes, he did a 1-hour aggressive edit, he said.
Well, yeah. It was 2 hours in length, right?
Yeah, it was a little longer than I normally like, but I was a guest on his broadcast. I just simulcast it because I'm not sure if others are going to go find it anyway. So I just figured I'd simulcast it. So I'm going to put the link. Okay, here he goes. It's on. Yeah, so I'm going, ooh, he's got some interesting graphics. So I'll put that. Where will I put that? I can put that on the FACOTube.com chat. I'm going to do it there because nobody goes there, and this will be an incentive for people to go there. So FACOTube.com for in the chat there. See if anyone can find it. So that's your challenge if you're listening live.
Well, is it on YouTube?
No, FACOTube.
Right.
It's in the FACOTube. I guess I'll see if you can find it. Everyone listening now, how many people are listening on FACOTube? I'm not getting... I guess people are such creatures of habit, they just refuse to go to FACOTube because, as you know, I'm streaming live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, DLive, Facebook. So people tend to just stick to their favorite app, which I get.
Well, here's the thing, though. I have to go to the Brave browser to use FACOTube. It no longer works with Safari.
Okay.
Now, Safari, according to my statistics, and I have a very similar audience to you, is 22% of the traffic. That's a lot.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
People using Safari can't see it.
Well, I don't. What do you see? Because I have to just forward that info to the developer. What do you see?
Okay, I just clicked play right now. Mm-hmm. Let's see if it's working. Okay, it is working live, which is unusual because normally when I go to the live one, it never works.
Okay.
But for some reason, it's working now. And when I go to your blog and you paste something from FACOTube into the blog, or I go directly to FACOTube in Safari, it never works. It used to work. It never works on my iPhone. Never, ever, ever, ever. I try to play your show when I'm like on Tuesday, I take the family on and I want them to listen to the show. We can never listen to the show.
Well, if you're talking about your phone, it's fine that you bring all this up. If you click, go to FACOTube.com, at the top, you'll see a link to mobile apps. If you click on that, you can download the generic app for iPhone. I can't put the Fakeology or FACOTube app because they won't publish it. But you can still join. You can still download the generic app for FACOTube and its brothers and sisters, and punch in permanently the link to FACOTube in the settings. And you, I'd be curious if that works for you.
Oh, I'm sure it would work, but that's like another step, and that makes it hard for people. Like, I want to be able to go in my iPhone, use Safari, the Safari browser, go to FACOTube and listen. And I used to in the past, but for some reason, there was an update, and it's broken, and it's not working in Safari a lot.
Okay. Well, all I can suggest, and just go to, if you, I know, you're into software and developer, if you could go to GitHub, and I'll find a link, and if you could make the request, that would be way easier because I can't provide any evidence because I don't have any Apple technology.
So what is the what's the program name again?
It's called A-Video. A-Video. Let's see if I can find you the link before you can find it.
I have A-Video encoder and A-Video, WWBN.
You found it.
Okay, so it's the main one, WWBN.
Yeah, and at the top, you'll see code and then issues.
Yep.
So click issues and click new issue. And
see, now it makes me sign up for GitHub, and I'm not signing up for GitHub.
Yeah.
GitHub is Microsoft. I don't like Microsoft.
But you like Skype.
You are correct. You
I got you
me
there.
I only use Skype because it works. GitHub is all kind. GitHub and Discord, I do not trust at all. Too many problems.
Yeah, I know. Let's not bog ourselves down on technology.
It's true.
9 minutes in. So what do you got tonight? What's on the agenda?
So is Max listening in? If so,
I
won't talk as much. I won't talk as much shit. If he's not listening, let's talk about it.
I don't know if he's listening in.
I don't
think he's a listener of the show.
Doesn't that surprise you?
No, because he has his own interests and maybe not Fakeology.
Well, I just in summary, if you listen to that, I know you don't listen to your old stuff or even your recent stuff.
No, I don't. There's too much new good stuff to listen to.
Well, you've always put yourself down, and I think that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay. Do you remember when he said last night, okay, I'm going to turn off my recording on my end? Do you remember that point?
No.
You don't remember that?
He turned off the recording?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Does that mean?
Okay, so he's like, I'm going to turn off the recording. I'm going to turn off my show.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the show. Yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah.
And then he spoke in regular speed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that?
Well, maybe the cadence or the cadence changed a bit. He actually, I was listening to one of his older shows of the same series, I Like People, and he almost sounds robotic at the beginning.
Uh-huh. Well, that's my point. That's on purpose.
He actually is very bizarre.
I know why he's doing it. It's not bizarre at all. But he literally put you in a trance. Literally put you in a trance. My wife is screaming at you.
I was in a trance?
My wife was screaming at you she was screaming at my monitor last night.
I was
like, what is he doing?
I was getting sleepy, very sleepy, but I didn't have a nap yesterday. And that's why I tell you, I really got to end the show at an hour because I do get tired. Uh-huh. And, I actually get, my exhaust when I breathe into my mic. It's hot air, obviously, where we breathe out hot air, and it actually starts to make me sleepy when I breathe into my mic. So, yeah, that's why I like to end it at an hour. So I went over the hour, of course, because it was his show, and I did feel myself getting sleepy, but that's just because I didn't have a nap.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife
is screaming at you, and she's like, and then she's like, why are you still listening?
Isn't
and I'm like,
nice?
I want to see when Tim finally says, listen, enough is enough with these questions. He was completely blocking you for answering questions about truth stuff. Completely.
Oh, yeah. I thought I really crowbarred a lot of it in because...
He had none of it.
Okay.
None of it. No.
All right.
Let's go to question five. And then he talks normal as soon as the recording's off.
Well,
he's a phony baloney. I hate that guy.
Oh my God. Are you going to listen to his 1 hour edited version?
No.
Okay.
Why? He asked the most new, he's a new ager.
Yeah.
Like, listen to Alan Watt. I'm going to put notes in the notes. Alan Watt, new age.
Isn't that just like a hippie type?
Oh, no, it's way beyond that. It's the reason we're in the problem we're in right now. It's all new age nuttiness.
Yeah.
It's one world religion. He's pushing that. It was so obvious. I was screaming. I'm like, Tim, that's this. That's that.
Oh, great. Well, I don't buy into it. Does that help?
Yes. Yes. But yeah. Again, he was incredibly.
But what are you going to do when you're a guest on someone's show? What's the normal?
If it was me, I'd be like, I need to answer the question. Are you going to let me answer the questions you're asking me, or do you want me to talk about New Age stuff? I would literally say that.
But I don't know anything about New Age either, so I don't really follow it.
Mm-hmm. I'll post a link all about it.
I know some of the movies I used to watch at the beginning, like Thrive. And what was that other one? There was Thrive and a couple of... What were they in the 2013s that came out that were talking about?
I don't
about,
watch movies. I don't know.
No, they were the online YouTube videos. You know what I'm talking about. There was Thrive. Do you remember Thrive?
Mm-mm.
With Procter Gamble or whatever his name is from Procter & Gamble. Oh, there was a couple. What is the other guy's name? Peter Joseph? What's that movie called?
Yeah, I know Peter. That's what Exclave is all about.
His name?
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, the Zeitgeist. Yeah. There was two of them, weren't there?
I think there was. There was like a follow-up one, yeah.
So isn't that New Age?
No, that's the Venus Project.
But isn't he New Age?
He might be, yeah.
But isn't the Zeitgeist all about New Age, utopia, blah, blah, blah?
Living at the Venus Project.
Well, how is Zeitgeist, how is the Zeitgeist movement going? Is it still moving?
No, it's dead.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it dead?
Marketing.
Well,
Jacques Fresco, the inventor of the Venus Project, and Peter Joseph had a falling out, which is so typical, happens all the time, and then it pretty much died.
It says here on the Peter Joseph official website, June 18th update, friends, it appears the gods are unaccepting of my hubris. My ever-delayed talk on the future of civilization has to be pushed back yet again due to an unexpected failure of my contracted UI programmer to meet the deadline for the mock-up simulations needed. The new date will not be announced until this is done, hopefully with the new supporting website. Sorry about this. Ambition will be the end of me. He's having programming difficulties.
You know, it reminds me of, although it, we should talk about this too, whether the Richard Branson space thing was real or not. Look pretty real to me, actually.
Well, you know,
they've been talking about flying humans to space for, I mean, I personally know someone who put $250,000 to fly to space with Richard Branson.
Wow. Does he get interest on that?
No.
Not too bad.
But anyway, back to the whole Max thing. That was absolute trance inducing to get you to talk about New Age bullshit.
Okay.
Sorry. That just really bugs the shit out of me when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, did I fall for it or I don't know?
You fell for it hook, line. My wife even knew. My wife was like, what is he doing?
Yeah. Well, it's his podcast. Shouldn't you try and...
I just told you, I'm not like that. I burn bridges. It's like if they're trying to direct – this happened on someone who's in the audience, please remind me. I did an interview with a woman, Joyce Riley, was it, I think?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, and she tried to steer me, and I'm like, no, I'm not going that way. And she cut it short, which is fine. I'm not going to waste my time on that nonsense.
Jungle Jim says New Age is more along the lines of that Madame Blavatsky bullshit.
Blavatsky, right.
And what came after. I don't know a lot about that either, but I know
it's
the
everything.
Name.
Everything that's happening right now is tied to the New Age movement, from the Age of Aquarius to the one world religion, one world government. There's no really central themed – I'm sorry. There's really no religious talk, but it is religious. It's the Zodiac. The movie The Secret was big into the New Age nuttiness. It's a whole racket.
All right. So you think that – I didn't watch any of the Virgin Galactic crap because I just don't believe it's possible to go to space. Do you have anything?
Well, they didn't go to space.
Well, didn't they go to subspace?
Yeah, they went to like
– or they call it the – whatever the line is, the Kármán line.
Like the stratosphere. I'm not
the Kármán line is the division between our atmosphere and space. And
it's called the Kármán line. How do you spell that?
I think Kármán, like where in the world is Kármán? No.
Diego.
Yeah, Kármán. Kármán line. Kármán. No, Kármán. Kármán line, as in Karma Chameleon.
Or like Kármán audio.
Yeah. And it's named after Theodore von Kármán, fine Dutchman.
Okay, good. I'll put this in the notes.
You never heard of the Kármán line? Wow. And it also moves around a lot. It's supposed to be 62 miles. Oh, no. 330,000 feet. I knew it.
Yeah, I see that.
They can't resist, can't they?
Well, then I'll go into Maxime's partner into the Tychos model, but I'll reserve on that one. I'll wait till another day to go there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So again, I was to let people know I was complimenting the heck out of you on Telegram privately yesterday.
I know, it was crazy.
Tons of compliments. I'd be happy to read it if anyone wants to hear it. And then boom. Then you do that. You're like, hey, I'm like, hey, do you want me to show up tonight? And you're like, yeah, I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm like, okay, great. And
yeah,
I'm listening.
Right.
And I almost banged my head on the table from falling asleep.
Did you delete all the compliments? Let's see.
No,
gone.
I have it right here.
Oh, no, they're here. That's okay.
Yeah, you want me to read them?
No, I'm too embarrassed. You know, I'm very, very.
Do you want me to read the best of?
Yeah, there's so many of them. My God.
You're a treasure to humanity. Oh, I'm not kidding. You offer valuable service.
You're a treasure. You should be buried. That was the next thing you said, isn't it?
No, I did not. You said stop it, and I said, nope, I ain't stopping. And then you said, I'll tell your wife. I don't know what that meant, but that got me really excited about it.
I'll tell your wife that you're coming on to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I have lots of gay guys coming on to me, so that's fine.
Oh, sure. Okay.
It wouldn't be the first time. Was that?
At the bar.
Everywhere. Like, everywhere I go.
Wow.
Like, gay people find me. There's something about me that they like, and women do not.
Hmm. All right.
I don't like that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you got to roll with it.
Got to roll with it, yeah. So I had all these compliments, and then you go on, and I'm like...
And they're all withdrawn.
No, they're still here.
All right.
All right, so enough of that, the new age stuff. Are we getting off that?
I'm glad to move on. I actually got a nice compliment in the Uncle Odd Telegram discussion.
I saw that.
The only reason I know is because if you tag someone, it shows up in a different color on Telegram. Because otherwise...
Oh, how do you tag someone?
Well, just the at sign.
Oh.
Just I like see. In...
An at reply like Twitter.
Yeah. I think that works because I can't go through even my own discussion on Telegram. There's too much stuff.
Yeah.
And if you got to tag people if you want them to see it. I think it
works. Yeah, I mean, when I spoke to Todd privately, he raves about you.
Well, he's a nice guy. Yeah, good guy.
No, he's not a nice guy. Remember, that means stupid. He's a great guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that means idiot. Chris Guy taught me that.
I thought I taught you that. No, now I'm not getting any credit.
No, Chris Guy said nice. What nice?
No, a year ago, I heard that from Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone said, don't say nice. That means village idiot.
Right, right. Now, I can't even remember what Chris Guy said anymore, but there's something... I can't remember exactly what he said. It's something Latin or something. He looked up nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any opinions on Chris Guy?
Yeah, let's talk about Chris Guy.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite topics at the moment. He's very hot in Canada. I don't know if he is down there.
So I watched that. What's the guy named? The Grizzly guy? His name?
Mark Friesen. He's okay, a political guy. I always sort of liked him too.
I wouldn't anymore.
Yeah, he's picking a side, and he's on the politics side, isn't he?
He sure is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was on the Stu Peters show.
Yeah,
and I'll put a link there. You have it on FakoTube, right?
I don't know if I put the Stu Peters, but I might have.
Well, if you do, I'll link to you there. If not, I'll go to YouTube.
Okay.
And basically, it was like a cordial debate. I'm just summing up, and I thought Chris Guy wiped his plate.
Yeah.
And then, but other people on your site in the comments said it was the opposite. I don't know what they saw.
On my site?
Yeah, they're in the comments. They're like, Chris came off as aggressive and not prepared. And
No, Chris doesn't need to prepare. He's got it all in his head.
I thought he had it like a boom, boom, boom points that made this Mark guy seem like an idiot.
Yeah, Mark was being polite, and Mark would just sit back and smile because it seemed like he knew he couldn't. He wasn't going to get a word in edgewise. Chris is so powerful. He's a tremendous filibusterer.
But Chris didn't say a word the whole time he was talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was polite.
He was very cordial.
Yeah, he was polite. Mm-hmm.
So, I understand, although there was no setup to the debate, that Mark Friesen was the one who initiated this debate. Was that true?
I can't remember. I think, yeah, maybe they wanted Chris wouldn't go on Mark's show. So he may have said, find a third party. I believe, but it does.
I remember in the beginning, Mark's like, there's some discrepancies of what Chris is saying. And I want to fix the record. I think that's how it starts. Something like that. I watched so many videos, I can't remember.
Yeah. It was just about the scheduling, and it really was a nothing burger in the end because it just takes us off the actual message. And Mark does understand the complete Agenda 21 takeover. He really does understand that. But
he's a politician now?
He's running again in the future election that hasn't been called. He ran before. He got 600 votes, which is obviously not enough to get anywhere. Well, it's sort of the fourth party in Canada. It's barely organized. Apparently, it doesn't have a constitution. Ronnie and Race to the Bottom both say that they're all grifters. It's controlled opposition.
Right.
So they just don't think it's going anywhere, which it probably isn't.
Right. So I asked you about that on Telegram. What do you think about Ronnie calling Chris Sky out as a grifter?
Well, I tend to disagree. And in the Race to the Bottom podcast that I don't think made it to YouTube, so I don't know where it is. I should ask Ronnie. After Ronnie came on my show, she went on Race to the Bottom's YouTube and invited me. So I went for a little bit, even though I was tired. And they both said I'm completely off with my support of Kevin J. Johnson and Chris Sky. They called, well, the Race to the Bottom guy, there were two guys on that podcast plus Ronnie, and they were both completely off on Chris Sky. They think he's a grifter. They think he's put there. He's controlled. He's just there to make a lot of noise. He's sort of an Alex Jones type. That's definitely not a person that Canadians would hitch their wagons onto because of his sort of over-the-top act.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so they call him out. So I don't think, I don't want to put words in Ronnie's mouth, but I don't think she thinks he is doing any good.
So she doesn't lay any proofs of this, that he's controlled or...
No, neither of them did. They just said that's what they thought. Okay. I didn't hear any proofs. I don't really have any proofs that he is who he says he is. Mm-hmm. But I just think he's promoting a very important message.
Agreed.
100%. He's the only one that says it over and over again.
That's right.
And really, the end game is what everyone should be concerned about. And I've said it before, if everyone wants to vote on it and make it official that we would like to become a post-nation state and give up all our assets and just have this ruling class that owns everything, if everyone wants that, then and they want to keep this as a country, then the rest of us have no choice. We lose.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore... But we're not voting on it, and we're not being told what the end game is. We all think it's 2 weeks to flatten the curve times 5 million. But by the end, we'll be flattened.
And that all changed today in California. I don't know if you heard the news.
No.
They're back to masking up today.
Well, I saw a tweet about L.A. County. Even if you're vaccinated in L.A. County, which is the biggest county in the United States, I believe. Yeah, so that's what I heard. I don't know if it's California-wide.
I just know it was big on Godlike Productions. Lots of threads about that.
Mm-hmm. And what was the... Was it just another I told you so moment that you were...
Kind of like a here we go again. And it's like, let's see. The very top pin thread right now is, whoops, you vaxxed idiots in California will be back to wearing masks 24/7 starting Saturday at 11:59 because the vax is useless.
Right. Well, I'm just curious what the actual California reason is for it. They must have a reason.
LA County officials released new health of officer order requiring masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. This will go into effect Saturday night at 11:59 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And the other top thread is 62% of Moderna vax people will suffer from heart problems forever. They want to import massively those mRNA kill shots for Argentinian kids. I don't know what that means, that last part.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I don't go here. I know you go here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so, you know, they lull you in with the, at least here in the States, so you're it's back to normal, and then bam, right back to it.
And that's California. So every state is different.
Well, it always starts in California.
Look, there's a few states that have large populations that are on the blue side that they want to flip over first. There's California. There is New York. There's Michigan, for sure. I don't know about some of the smaller states like Minnesota. I do tend to think my theory holds. Minnesota, the northern states that are around the Great Lake regions, they do want to flip that into one super region. So it makes sense. They're going to synchronize all the COVID laws in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with you all year about that. Yep. It's just Agenda 21. coming true.
Yeah. Hey, I got a new theory tonight.
Oh, let's hear it.
I haven't posted on it, but it sort of came to me because I watched a really good video that's not really fakeologist, but it stems from Dr. Sam Bailey, who I think is real. Although I posted her latest interview, and she doesn't sound quite as sure of herself when she's speaking off the cuff. When she does her own videos, you know, I'm talking about the New Zealand doctor.
Sure, yeah, the good one. She's, the good looking one, yeah.
Yeah, she's very smooth, and obviously she scripted it because I don't know if you can do a video like that in one take without screwing up, but I don't see any flash cuts in it as many. So I think she scripts it and she reads it beautifully. Mm-hmm. But when she was doing an interview, she was sort of stammering and stuttering.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you did? God damn, you keep right up with things. Yeah, so I was a little taken aback because she's not quite as solid on the idea that viruses are not contagious. I thought that was strange. I thought she was pretty solid, but we learned today as well that she's pregnant. And also, I didn't realize that she lost her job, whatever it was.
She didn't Do you know what she did?
Yeah, she was just, she wouldn't retract something about the quacks.
Oh, no, no. Do you know what she did for a living, I'm saying?
I think she was a TV doctor. But she also was a research doctor of some sort. I don't know if she was a GP or anything like that.
Okay.
But when I, anyway, she did an interview with a woman who may have been from Ireland that was going back to New Zealand and got incarcerated in the COVID's quarantine camps for 22 days.
Yeah.
And I thought that seemed reasonable. I think it was truthful, even though they used the number 22.
It seemed a little calm to me.
Yeah, she was calm, but I think it does, I think it was real. I do think that's what they're doing.
Oh, I'm not saying they're not. What I'm saying is if you were incarcerated, that's what it is. If you were put in jail for 22 days, would you be that calm?
Well, the interview did seem a little like she was overly calm, but everyone thought she was just going along and being polite.
Yeah, there's just something about it that because all of these, it's kind of like the Gene Rosen, Sandy Hook, all of them, they're always smiling and calm.
Yeah, I only listened to it. I didn't watch it because I was driving, so I just listened to it. I wasn't watching her face. So maybe there was something strange about that. But I do
believe... the whole thing just seemed really off to me.
Yeah, okay, well... Mm-hmm.
My spidey senses were tingling.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Berwick on Dollar Vigilante, today he was saying that the Bushes and maybe a couple other people have bought property in New Zealand. Have you heard that?
Well, yeah, all the rich people do that. Yeah, they've been doing that for 2 years now.
Yeah. It occurred to me, because New Zealand only has a few million people and it's an island, I think that they're going to clear all New Zealanders out of New Zealand. And rewild it and only let the elite live there. It could be the sort of the capital region of the world where they run their empire from there.
I've said this before. Cape Town, South Africa is the only geography in the world where paparazzi are illegal.
Ah, okay. And that leads you to believe what?
That the elite are in Cape Town, South Africa.
Right. Is that anywhere near where all the riots are going on in South Africa?
The alleged riots.
The alleged riots? Well, they look pretty good to me, but who knows?
Right. Yeah. So like all the culture creation people in the United States, they flock. Casey Neistat, his dad had a home in
That was his South father-in-law. Africa.
Right, exactly. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
Father-in-law, right.
And it's on the 33-degree south parallel.
How about that?
33.55. Wow. Oh, wait, maybe not.
And then there's the idea, which I would entertain, have no proof of it, mm-hmm. don't know if it's true or not, that, you know, there are areas in the world that no one knows about except for them, and that's where they live. I've heard that many times.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back to New Zealand. Do you think mm-hmm. that that's possible? Because it's a small area. It doesn't have a lot of people, mostly sheep. Do you think, and they seem to be, I just got the idea because it seemed to me that that latest quarantine hotel story with that woman, they really don't want people going there. That's
Oh, I see.
So they're really going to, they want to spread the word that don't travel here. This is what's going to happen to you. And then there's the other videos circulating. I know it's their winter down there, and so they're going to be more aggressive, but just their crazy sort of trans prime minister, crime sinister, who's going on saying they're going to hunt you down kind of thing. If you don't get, they just seem more full on than anywhere else right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gave me the clue that maybe, because if this is a depopulation agenda, I do think that maybe that's going to be a place that they want to clear out first and rewild it.
Okay, so there's an interview with Doug Casey. Doug Casey is a mentor of Jeff Berwick.
Yeah, I was trying to listen to that today.
And I'm very concerned about Doug Casey being a real person. But anyway, I do listen to his podcast from time to time. And there's an episode I listened to on July 6th, which might help answer your question, called New Zealand is Still a Safe Haven. So I will post that in the notes.
What's the name of his podcast?
It's called Doug Casey's Take. Doug Casey's apostrophe S Take.
And that's on YouTube, I think.
Well, I use Overcast, for which is software for the Mac or for the iPhone.
Okay.
So you can do it on – it's all over the place.
Okay. So it's a podcast. Okay.
It's a podcast, yeah. Well, it's also a YouTube a video cast.
Right. Don't you get annoyed about people that do regular broadcasts that yell into a speaker mic? It makes me crazy. If you're going to do this all the time.
Yeah, I know. The whole audio thing drives you nuts.
Well, do you think you could put a microphone on? If you're going to do I
was raving about you the other day. I said, you know, the one thing about jumping on with Tim is I never have to worry about audio problems. Except, of course, you let me down tonight, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, we hadn't started.
Oh, I see. We hadn't started. I'm on my third backup computer freaking out that you can't hear me.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, sorry. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, we're good. Okay, so
normally it's like you jump on, it's flawless audio. I heard you apologizing for your microphone yesterday. Please, if everyone had a microphone and sound system and set up and get up as good as you did, there would be no issues on these doing these audios. And same with me.
I see it now. New Zealand is still a safe haven. I'm going to listen to that.
Yep. And so he interviews a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And it was a very interesting interview. I tried contacting him. I've been in touch with Matt, who is the producer / interviewer of Doug Casey. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Exclave, and he didn't seem – which is bizarre to me. This group is exactly the type of people who would be interested in Exclave. And he shot it down, and then he has like ghosted me when I've tried to email him back a second time. Because I asked him, I said, can you give me that the New Zealand guy's email address? Completely ghosted. Contacted the New Zealand guy, completely ghosted. Just very strange stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so is that your theory that you were thinking of today about New Zealand being a safe haven?
Well, a safe haven for the elite, but not for the regular people. Well, yeah, that was my theory.
I would absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, I think they'll just make all the New Zealanders go to Australia. It's close enough, and they just push them, put them over there.
Well, I would just look at who's doing these draconian, like FEMA camps when you land, and Canada's one.
Yeah, Mm-hmm.
New Zealand is one.
Mm-hmm. Australia, you can't get off the island. Steve Gilligan would be. He'd be right at home over there.
The UK is one with the quarantine camps, right?
Well, they're all the Five-Eyed Nations.
But not here in the States.
Yeah, you guys are just sort of the rogue. You're the harder nut to crack. I've said this since the beginning. They can flip the United States. We're done. We're all done if they can flip the U.S.
It's a race against the finish. I agree.
Yeah, and I just saw in the episode list of Doug Casey's, I think one of them is America will break apart. And I agree. It'll break apart on the America 2050 boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the South will be last, and it'll still go, though, I think, if everything goes the way it is. And I was also watching Eamon Bundy, who is running for governor of Idaho. And I'm not sure he's really hip to exactly what's going on. He's a a lot of it under his belt, but he was just explaining ahead. The hospital system in the United States, where they are, all the hospitals just made deals with the federal government to take billions.
Yeah.
And part of the contract they signed is you've got to make everyone that works there get vaccinated. So it's going to be very difficult for people to get out of that, or the hospitals to get out of that, because they don't enforce the contract to lose billions. These are, private funding contracts that they made direct deals with. So it's going to be so hard to fight the money. I think that's the biggest advantage they have. The federal government has the control of the money. If the states could just get their own money system going in different states, it might help.
It'll never happen. They won't let it happen.
No, it probably won't. It's just, I think that's the problem with the United States is completely integrated, of course, one country. They're completely integrated with the federal system of money, especially, but we can't really, it'd be very hard for a state to break away, wouldn't it, from the union?
Oh, yeah.
Very difficult.
I know you like to play sound clips. I have a great one.
I haven't played them in ages.
Yeah, play this one. Okay. I just sent a private chat to you.
All right. Do you want to introduce it? Let me find it first.
No setup needed. Just listen carefully.
It's your latest video.
No.
Okay.
It's my latest Twitter post.
Okay. Oh, Jen Psaki. Is this from
listen yesterday? To this. You will not believe what, and it is absolutely a Freudian slip. And it's in the White House record, which he said. I couldn't believe they didn't change it. Listen to
this. Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly with those people. Hence, our special guest today about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging. Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly.
Did you find that, or did other people find that too?
Godlike Productions, man.
All right. This is the guy. They always interchange vaccines and virus. That is, they should start them with a different letter, but everyone's doing it. All the official people are interchanging them. The No Agenda Show does these kind of clips all the time.
Our special guest today about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be.
But what was she trying to say? Why the virus can still kill you, even if you're...
I don't think it was the virus. I think she was saying that the COVIDs can kill you.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, you got some comments.
I will take it. And do you think I'm going to use that clip a gazillion times in my videos? Of course.
I think the main... If you want to talk politics or political theater, I think the main mistake that if I was advising the White House they're doing is there's just too many press conferences and there's going to be too many... They're saying too much, and if they keep doing this, then you're going to keep finding these kind of slip-ups. And, of course, if we were doing a political show, which maybe we should.
No.
No, a No Agenda-like show, they rake in money because people love this stuff.
True. If you did politics, you'd rake in the donations, no doubt.
You really would. Even because it's theater, and people love theater.
It's entertainment, yeah.
It is entertainment, for sure.
Yeah. So that clip you saw was actually announcing an 18-year-old Mickey Mouse Disney person who has the number one single in America right now, who came up to the microphone and said, "You all should get vaccinated."
Oh, great.
Her name is Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay.
And
so you clipped that from that?
I did. I don't have it on me right now, but for video I'm doing. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a new acronym for this sort of thing. It's called SMI, social media influencers. So this chick who has a top one single was paid big bucks to go on camera at the White House and say, "You all should take your vaccination." And I was going to, in my video, it's mediakicks.com again, I'll post this in the notes. You can see it's, that's probably the influencer marketing agency that booked it. And they were very careful in the White House notes to say that she wasn't paid by the White House to put this message out. That's straw man argument shit. Yeah, she wasn't paid by the White House, but I'm sure she was paid by Media Kicks.
Right, right. Who works for the White House or
actually they work for Geffen Records, who that's her label.
Ah, okay, okay. It's somehow linked back. All roads lead to the White House, which has got this CARES money, which we're talking trillions.
Right.
It's just the money is just outstanding. That's really gonna be the hard part to resist. And make this thing go away.
And you just segued perfectly into this morning. There was $250 surprise stimmy payment in our account because of the child tax credit. And no one understands why the government's doing this. Like literally when I talk to people, they just think it's because the economy, you know, we need a stimulus and the economy isn't doing so well. I'm like, why don't you look into universal basic income and Agenda 21?
Yeah. I posted on one of my sub blogs, moreab.fakeologist.com, pretty good analysis for Canada, just showing how difficult it will be to bring in UBI because we have so many different programs, provincial, federal, private. You're going to have to break so many existing programs to create one overarching program. So it's going to be quite the procedure. And they gave way too much money away in Canada to way too many people that didn't even need it. And then there's always the issue, well, if you give people too much UBI, then you'll never get any work done. And everyone has a different stress point where you'd be surprised at the low end. You don't have to give people at the low end that much money where they don't want to work.
That's right.
It really is. So if you're running a society, you can't just give people money because then nothing will get done. But then I guess you have the other sticks in your arsenal if this whole thing goes through with the social credit, you can't get on a bus. But, you know, some people won't want to get on a bus. They don't have a job. They don't need to get on a bus. So it's...
Well, I keep telling you, this whole thing is about keeping you in your home.
I realize that, but some things you can't do from your home at this time. There's like just some jobs. Sweep the streets.
Go
flip burgers. Go stock shelves. You can't do that from your place.
I used to work on a golf course.
Caddy.
I used to smooth the sand out. I had the sand buggy with the rake behind me.
Okay.
You could do that from home.
Well, not now, though.
Not now.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. In the future, everything could be from your room and all these robots with the internet connection. But right now, you got to get from here to there. We're not there yet. And don't forget, it doesn't take much to put a monkey in a wrench. I went to one place, a newspaper in Toronto, the Toronto Star, the largest newspaper in Canada. And it was funny because they opened up a new press center back maybe 25 years ago. And it was highly automated. They had robots, and it was fun to watch. The robots would grab the newspapers as they came off the line, and a robot would pile them up. And then a robot would pick them up off the stacking area and drive them over to the loading dock and plop them there. And then go back to the line, grab another pile. And then a human would take them from the loading dock and put them in my truck. But man, it was so easy to mess with these robots. And I watched these guys. A lot of times they did mess with the robots. They'd go park in front of it. The thing it goes crazy. It's just, it's so easy. And maybe you've had a Roomba, those robot vacuum cleaners that just drive along the floor all day.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
I've seen. I don't have one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they sell really well. I know.
Do they really work though?
They do work quite well, but they're so easy to mess with. It's So think about it. If we have all robots around doing all these grunge jobs and sometimes remotely, they will be very easy to screw with. Very easy. And I know that they can have real people come around and maintain them, but I'm just saying it's not going to be smooth. If you are disrupting society, then the people will be so creative in the way they screw things up. I'm always amazed that when a system is developed, and I'm a pretty straight arrow, but when I talk to people that love to game the system and steal and the things they come up with, it's crazy. You wouldn't believe some of the stories about immigration, because we have some pretty difficult hurdles to get through to get into Canada if you're an immigrant. You have to pay money, you got to pass tests, English tests, all kinds of things. And a lot of the guys from India can't get into Canada because they can't pass the English score. For some reason, the girls do better. So what happens is the parents in India, they still want their boys to come to Canada, but they just can't overcome certain hurdles with the English test. So what they do is they make deals with the girls. They say, listen, we'll give you $30,000, and we know you made it to Canada. We'll give you $30,000 if you marry our son and bring him over. And a lot of the girls take the money because they can't get here without the money either. They pass the test, but then they don't have the money. So they make deals, and then they get over here. And then when the girl gets over here, finishes her school, she just says, she forgets the guy's name. He says, no way, I'm not marrying that guy. So it's, the point is that everyone finds a way around the system and games it and messes with it. So.
Agreed. There's a robot that goes through the aisles at the grocery store in town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has a job. I think it's just to condition us to it.
Well, maybe it's a social distancing robot.
What's that?
I say maybe it's a social distancing robot.
Oh, this was happening well before the nonsense.
Yeah. You know, there's a guy that used to push the cart around Costco. He just pushed the shopping cart around. It was a social distancing cart. That's all he did.
Oh, wow.
Just harass people to separate in Costco where it's jammed. Good luck. It's just such a stupid thing. Anyway, I don't know if it's still happening because I don't do the shopping, but I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's UBI. So, yeah, it's not going to be smooth. The whole thing is going to be a bumpy road, and it's going to take a lot to get people on board, because the only reason that this whole thing is working, especially in Canada, is because the majority believes it.
Yeah.
Once they stop believing, the whole thing comes down. And I actually listened to the Kevin J. Johnson show last night, and he had a guy named Chris Weisdorf, who I was starting to read about. He seems like a real guy. He's a financial guy that he got a parking ticket. And he found out last year or a year before he couldn't fight it anymore. They changed the law. And basically you're guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. And none of our rights and freedoms apply to this new law they brought in around parking tickets. And the reason it's important, it's going to be the model for the new communitarian system, which was based on fines. Like all the behavior they're trying to implement with travel is all based on fines. And just the threat of the fines is enough for most people because they don't understand the basis of the fine. They don't understand what's behind it. And what's behind it is a paper tiger. There's nothing really behind it.
Right.
It's just threats. If I told you, if you did not follow the quarantines when you landed at the airport and the fine was $25,000, well, I'm pretty sure it would get your attention.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And you would be worried, okay, is it a real fine? What are the chances that I'd have to pay it? What would my appeal process be? And, basically, this Chris Weisdorf laid it out a little bit as to how...
I don't think 99 out of 100 Canadians would think that way at all.
Think what way?
I wonder how I get out of it. No. They're going to be like, I'm not going on that flight.
Well, they're going to go through the proper... cattle runs at the airport, because when you get off the plane, you get funneled to all these different lineups and stations where you have to process yourself.
But don't you have to stay at the hotel for 14 days when you do that?
Yeah, only if you agree to it. But there are some people that peel off and say, give me the ticket. I'm just leaving.
Oh, that's actually happening? Is that true?
That is happening, yeah. And
oh, good.
I think it is happening.
Okay.
But the problem is not a lot of people know. You could just peel off, take the ticket. But just getting a $25,000 fine is quite intimidating, even if it's complete nonsense.
Is anyone peeling off and not getting a ticket?
I think some people don't get a ticket. They just get out fast enough. Maybe I don't know. But the only guys that get interviewed on Rebel News are the ones with the big fat tickets.
I don't trust Rebel News at all anymore.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And Chris Sky helped expose it. What did you think of Chris Sky's handling of the alleged questioning the 6 million Holocaust figure? I
heard you talk about that, but I didn't hear it. Can you play a little of it?
I'm gonna have to find it. I thought he did really well, but man, that is just the ultimate third rail in conversation, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I forget who mentioned it on your site, but if we were to talk about the Holocaust being a fraud and nukes being a fraud, that would just be a sea change of waking people up. I'm not so sure that's true. I hope it's true. Not so sure that's true.
Well, it was the point where Chris Sky walks off the show. I don't know if it's on.
Oh, he walked off the show.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you would have seen that.
I did not see that.
Okay, let's go.
My parents wouldn't let me see that because you know how I feel. You know, they're Jewish. I'm not. That was a little joke that no one got. That's fine.
Yeah, I know your parents. How could you not be? I get it. I'm busy looking. I can't laugh at all your jokes.
Okay, I'll wait for the laugh if you want. It's up to you.
Well, you'll be waiting. But yeah, when you have no argument. When you have no argument, I think just derailing someone like Chris with the his questioning of the number. And Chris is smart enough to understand what's going on.
We have always given you a platform.
He's a very savvy
person.
When
we see allegations made, I'm giving you an...
Like, I think I know a little bit more about what's going on than Chris, but I could never get it out in the way he gets it out and maintain my composure. I know.
And he has the C word. He has courage.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But he has enough knowledge to be very dangerous. Because even the guys at Rebel News, they know they can't beat him on what's going on. They just so when they bring up something, and Chris Sky, you know, he probably hasn't seen the David Cole thing, which you probably introduced me to.
Yep.
Probably hasn't seen that. I'd like to send it to him, but he does think that they do. He falls for a lot of the psyop around the World War II narrative, I think.
But who, Chris?
Yes. Because
okay.
he just hasn't done enough research.
Yeah.
But he may not.
Chris, switching gears again, moving on to the weird world of social media. And
here
I have
go.
To bring this up because it's a thing. We even get questions. Why do you give Chris Guy the time of day, given that he is a Holocaust denier? And
I am not a Holocaust denier. I have been to the concentration camps. How many of you so-called Holocaust proponents have actually gone to Germany, spent hours on a train, hours more on a bus, and then hours more exploring Sachsenhausen concentration camp? I saw where they kept the Jewish people. I saw where they kept the non-Jewish people. The only thing I've said about the Holocaust is when they tell you 6 million people died, that's a biblical reference, and it's about fulfilling a prophecy for the Jews to come home to their homeland. And they've used that reference multiple times in media well before World War II, going back all the way to the early 1900s. So that is not Holocaust denial. And the only other thing I said about World War
II... I think you got that part right, don't you? I remember that part. The 6 million.
You caught
figure.
Me eating my cookie. So I got to eat my cookie. So mm-hmm. I would not have said that. I wouldn't have mentioned the biblical thing because that's just going to drive people nuts.
Yeah.
What I would say is, and that's where the David Cole documentary comes in, they have lowered the number so many times you can't trust the number.
about Auschwitz, too.
That, especially at Auschwitz.
Right.
It's like half now.
Yep.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah, so he might not know that.
Right. I'm assuming he doesn't know that. Mm-hmm.
But he is right. This argument about the number, the 6 million, it's like a meme that's been going around for way before World War One and Two.
Actually, if he would have said Illuminati number, that would have come off better than a biblical number, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grasping a little bit at straws.
Criticizes, yes, we know Jews people were persecuted. We know they were killed, and it's horrible. But so were 30 million other people during World War II. So we need to remember everybody. And when I said we need to remember everybody, they're like, oh, my God, you're a Holocaust denier. It's like when someone says all lives matter and then someone screams, oh, that means you mean black lives don't matter. No, that's not what it means at all. So anyway, that's complete bull.
Well, Chris, because the internet is forever, I mean, some of those posts from years ago have been republished. Here's one, quote, 6 million Jews were murdered is the biggest lie created in the history of fake Jew history, end quote.
That is,
why would you say that?
Because 6 million people did not die in the Holocaust. If 6 million...
How many did then?
We have no idea of knowing.
Really?
But for them to claim an exact number when it's completely impossible of knowing, it's completely impossible.
I just thought when you touch the third rail, when they make you put your hand on the third rail, and the third rail, of course, refers to the subway system, in at least in Toronto, the third rail is the electrified rail.
So, same thing here in the subway of Washington.
Yeah. I know you would know, but not everyone in North America knows how a subway is set up. But anyway, I just thought that, man, that is, when they bring that up just to derail him, they want to shut him down for sure. When they bring that up, that is their, I think that is the biggest weapon they have. Other than pedophilia. So it's, they only have a couple real kill shots. But I thought I think he knows enough about revisionist history that I think he came out alive. I think you get wounded, but I think he came out alive, which is, if this is a war, that's a win.
Yeah, I would say that the even more weaponized of a phrase would be conspiracy theorist. So it's right up there. You know, Holocaust denier, conspiracy theorist, you know, anti-vaxxer. It's all the same.
Yeah, but if you want to rank them, conspiracy theorist is sort of it's a low grade. I think it's been watered down. Yeah, in the last year, I think it's been really watered down.
I hope you're right.
I don't even think people really throw it around much because it's been devalued a lot. Because it's overused. It's like overplaying a song on the radio. It's lost its power.
I need to go to Google Trends to see if that is true. So keep going.
Of knowing. And there's lots of different references like the World Almanac that show the population before and after. When Israel was created between 1946 and 1948 with all the stuff that was going on, millions of Jewish people habitated to there. So 6 million
people. You meant to say gravitated, but it still sounded good.
They relocated. So when they say 6 million people, like I said, it's making reference to their biblical prophecy that says once 6 million of us perish, we will get our homeland back. So that's why they chose the number of 6 million, because it's written in their book. There is no way of knowing how many people died in World War II. For someone to go and say 32 million people died in World War II, that's complete hogwash. So for someone to be able to go and say, especially in concentration camps, that this many people died, a specific number, that's complete hogwash. There's no way of knowing how many people died.
Well,
do we know they were persecuted?
I would dispute
1,000,000%. That's indisputable. Do we know they killed a very large number of people, probably in the millions? Yes. Do we know that they killed 6 million on the dot or 6 million that number? No, and nobody can prove that, and that's what I am saying.
Well, Chris, have you ever reached out to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem, who has done incredible decades worth of research?
Yeah, because Chris is really going to research that. I mean,
that guy's going to tell you the truth.
and what makes Rebel seem like they flipped? And Chris identifies it. You got to listen to him.
Okay.
It just seems that if they really were getting their money from YouTube, which may be partially true. It seems like whoever is sponsoring them now has just said, you have to go, you have to turn this guy off. And it, David Menzies, who says he's not Jewish, he almost seems embarrassed to ask these questions. Because it's not really his style to bring down Chris.
So you think a sponsor of some sort had a little talk with them?
Sure. Yeah. I think so.
I just spoke to another very big, and you know who it is, mm-hmm. very big show, truth show.
Yeah.
And they confirmed exactly what you just said.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Oh, no, 100%.
Okay. Is that on the, can we listen to that or?
No, I didn't record it at all. No way.
Oh, it wasn't on a show. Okay.
No. This is a right hand man to a very, very, very big truther name.
Oh, I see.
He confirmed that money talks. I'll just leave it at that.
For sure it does. For sure.
Yeah, but I mean, this was like blatant. This is like blatant propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised if you knew who it was. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I mean, I've been there several times. I remember a curator once saying when they had the original number, it was 18 million. And then they wanted to be bulletproof. So they went through the records over and over. And sometimes people were double, triple counted. And they whittled it down to 6 million. Now, if you had an agenda to make the Holocaust look worse, you would have gone with the 18 million.
Okay, but
so have you ever reached out to the experts in the field?
Oh, okay.
The
so
experts.
The experts first said there were 18 million, and then the experts then said there were 6 million. So were they right when they said 18 million?
But they
million?
Wanted to be bulletproof.
Oh, so they wanted to. So now, yeah. Because they said they're really, really sure, that means they're 100%. The first it was 18 million. That's triple the number. Now, they're really sure that it was 6 million. Does that mean they're 100% sure?
No, but I explained
Excuse
the reason.
Me.
Some
Excuse
people
me.
Were counted three or four times.
That's first. Wonderful. So yeah. Does that mean that they missed any more that could have been double counted, or some people that were counted that weren't really dead? Does that mean that the 6 million number that they came up with is 100%? Can you tell me? Can we contact them right now, and they're going to say the 6 million number is 100%? Or will they say it's an estimation? Will they say it's our best estimate?
Well, you know, Chris, it's...
I asked you a question. Will they say it's 100%, or will they say it's an estimation?
The
previous estimation was 18 million.
They believe this is the most accurate figure.
Okay, they believe, so it's not a figure.
Chris,
it's something that they are literally making up, like I said, and they're saying this is our best guess.
But Chris.
A guess is still a guess. A guess is still something you made up. So when you quote me and say you're denying the experts themselves are telling you this is a number that we're making up based on the information we have available. Based on the information we had available, we thought it was 18 million. Now we're guessing it's 6 million. So that's all I'm saying.
It's not guessing. It's doing decades and decades worth of research.
That's wonderful.
You've gone to some
You can say whatever you want. Regardless, you admitted that it's their best guess.
Well, I didn't say guess.
Their best belief, sorry. A belief is still a guess.
Well, I think based on decades worth of scholarly research.
And now I'm 100% sure that you guys have changed your stripes, because this started about an interview about anti-lockdown, and it turned into let's assassinate the character of Chris Sky and try to make the Jewish community not like him, when I have very high support from the Jewish community.
Chris.
Because some of my best friends are Jewish.
No, I know exactly
what's going on now, David. And now I know why I didn't get contact with Rebel News for a couple months. And now I also know why you guys got demonetized off of YouTube and you lost all your income, yet somehow you started hiring all these new people and somehow your station keeps growing. And now when I go on your feeds on Twitter and stuff, it reads more like a mainstream media platform instead of the Rebel News of old.
Well,
you guys are starting to disappoint me, David.
No, Chris, listen,
And I hope you don't edit this out to make it look,
No, Chris, this actually, this attack on me and my organization.
It's not an attack, it's just an observation.
If I may speak. We have always given you a platform. When we see allegations made, I'm giving you, in all fairness, time to...
Dave's head is completely flush red.
I can see it behind his ears.
He just seems embarrassed to be saying all this, honestly. It's not really him. He's sort of a more off-the-wall reporter.
Right.
It almost like he was sent in for the assassination, and he doesn't want to do it.
He was hazed.
Yeah.
Let me help. If you can stop right there, let me help. Let me help Chris.
All right, marketing.
And I'll post this in the chat. It's from the Chicago Tribune, so that's very, very corporate media.
Yeah,
it's the title's called "Fixing the Numbers at Auschwitz" from May 7th, 1992, from Auschwitz, Poland.
Yeah,
and it's just a couple paragraphs. beyond the death wall and prisoners' barracks, past the ruined gas chambers and crematoriums, as Jeff would say, the deaths never stop. At the edge of the Auschwitz death camp is a row of 19 concrete memorials. The memorials are dedicated to the victims, blah, 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 blah. The memorials are blank because they were wrong. Jewish and Polish scholars of the Holocaust now agree that the Auschwitz death toll was less than a half the 4 million cited here for four decades. Mm. The actual number was probably between, ready for the number? Mm. No, I'm not kidding. Very Masonic numbers. 1.1 million and 1.5 million. And at least 90% of the victims were Jews.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that 6 million? Or are they going to say it's a combination of all the death camps?
Yeah. Yes. But even saying death camps isn't necessarily, it's falling for the PSYOP as well.
That's right.
It really is. Those are the words they want you to use.
I will post in addition the David Cole.
Yep. And that's on FAQ too.
Okay. Oh, I'll find that on FakeTube then. Holocaust.
And David Cole was not, I think he was real in the sense that he was really trying to figure out what was happening. Now, a lot of people say he was controlled opposition.
Then he flipped. Yeah.
But did he ever flip back or I don't even know what happened or what the latest is on him, but.
Yeah, so I'll find that on Facebook. So keep going.
And you keep trying to push the narrative that I'm a denier and trying to push everything. You even tried to push the narrative that it didn't matter that they lied about Ottawa. You tried to pretend like I didn't show you an email. You said, oh, it could have been anything. You're literally feeding every narrative that they're using to attack me right now, and you're playing into it. So, David, I think I'm going to cut this interview at this, and I don't think I'm going to be talking to Rebel News anymore.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
Well,
have a nice day, Dave.
Okay, well, you know.
he took his book.
So, Tim, you said, what should I have done with the Maxime interview? That.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, that. Well, I went not on camera. That I thought that was pretty good. I thought, listen, what an impossible topic to come out alive. It's like a tar baby topic. You're just going to get tar all over you. It's one of these perfect framing things that you just can't touch. And I, as someone who loves the idea of free speech, I really get offended that anything is off topic personally. And I know that it's a trick to get anything that, questions the official narrative. And if you question one official narrative of any story, then you should be able to question all of them. Because if one is wrong, you know, we're living in one of the biggest lies ever. This makes the Holocaust, it dwarfs it for anyone in the last 75
it's
years.
Worldwide, yeah.
So we're in the midst of
we're
nothing but lies. The numbers all around us are lies. They're all manufactured. And we're arguing more about numbers amongst the population than anything else. You know, the case counts, the death counts, the vaccination rates. We're awash with phony numbers. We're drowning in them. So if we know that that is the way that we're controlled, then it just stands to reason that everything in history we should be able to question. And they had less tools way back then to be able to communicate and question.
So. That's right.
But I thought,
and I have to remind the people listening to this, there's so many things. Mm-hmm. That it is absolutely illegal to have this discussion right now in Europe, in most of Europe.
Germany, for sure.
Most of Europe.
Yeah.
It is
not
a jailable
England,
offense
though.
To question the Holocaust.
But not England. England is not technically in Europe, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I know there's a bunch of countries where they threaten that if you question the Holocaust, you can go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Why doesn't anyone question that?
And they've created such a, with the laws and with the threats and the intimidation, they have created such a no-go zone that. Mm-hmm. They've really fenced off an entire part of history. And if they can do it with one part of history, they can do it with another. That's the test. If people allow the fence, the barbed wire fence, to stand around this part of history, then they can move it on to anything else. That is the problem. And even if it's just the number you're questioning, if they can get away with stopping questioning of anything, then we're in big trouble. They can erase history.
I say it all the time. Go to Wikipedia and tell me how many buildings came down on 9/11. It is not even a third of the number.
Mm-hmm. That's the official story in Wikipedia.
What's that?
That's the official story in Wikipedia.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, and even if you changed it, they guard Wikipedia because they know go there. It's a military installation, Wikipedia.
Yes, it is.
But that's where people go. They know where people go. But yeah, I thought he did a really good job. I thought you might have seen that one.
And I did not, but that was, I might have to watch that again.
Yeah, I put that under savechat.fakeologist.com, which is sort of my Twitter blog-like sub-blog. So you might want to subscribe to Save Chat.
Savechat.fakeologist.com. What is it again? Savechat what?
.fakeologist.com. So I have many sub-blogs to Fakeologist.
Yeah, my wife wanted to know what's up with all your blogs.
Well, when Flat Earth came onto the scene in 2015, I didn't want to drown the Fakeologist website with all Flat Earth stuff. Now, even though you can segregate topics or categories in WordPress, if that is my topic du jour, then all the 9/11 stuff was going to be drowned out. So I thought, well, maybe I'll put it on a sub blog. So if people go to fakeologist.com, they're not going to see all the Flat Earth stuff. So they have to go an extra step to see all the Flat Earth stuff. So flatearth.fakeologist.com is another sub blog, but it's very quiet because obviously that has died out and disappeared, but it's still there. So that is why I segregate and have all these sub-blogs. Now, nobody goes to the sub-blogs, but I still like it to be segregated. Mm-hmm. And that's just because I chose the blog format originally just for the convenience of being able to post from my phone. That was the main reason. It's not a great format. I do like the forums format better because it's easier to follow a thread.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't do it from my phone easily. Now I kind of can, and I do have fakeologist.com/forums2, and that's more of a traditional Godlike Productions type forum. I can use my phone now. There's a pretty good app to post to it, and I have thought about just switching everything over to there, but for now I keep them both running in parallel.
Mm-hmm.
But Discord has taken over everyone's interest anyway because it's really easy to use and it's colorful and it's fast. And none of it's saved on my platform. It's their platform. And if they want to eliminate all the stuff in there, they can with the flick of a switch.
They've already done once.
Yeah. So I almost thought of shutting it down because I can't get people over to the forums where it's a more permanent form of storage.
Test it.
Yeah, maybe I should. I could just shut it down for a while.
Just say Marcus Allen,
it's a test.
Sabotaged it.
It's an A/B test.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone likes to get mad at me, so why not? I sent you in the private chat the trends.google trend for conspiracy. And you're right. Holy crap, you were right. Again.
Well,
more compliment to you.
Okay, let's take a look.
Look what happened in the beginning of Corona. It spiked up. See that?
Okay, yeah.
And then it fell down.
It spiked. So it was right going. There. Yeah, and okay, it spiked. Yeah, but it wasn't really going too far. It was steady.
And as you can see, in August, what was that, 2009?
Mm-hmm.
It went up. Was that, I can't read your screen. Is it 2009?
Yeah, August 1st, 2009, It spiked.
What happened in 2009? I guess the stock market or the housing crash.
I don't remember. 2008, I thought it was. Yeah, maybe.
It was into 09 a little bit for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, and then it spiked again after that, and then it's steadily going, very slightly going up. A good trend. A trend is your friend. And mm-hmm. if I were to have, a website called conspiracytheory.com, I would get that because this is a very nice trend. It's steady.
Mm-hmm.
And then it spikes when COVID hit, and it's gone back down to normal. But it's still at a pretty high level. I mean, I still think that's a very weaponized word.
Mm-hmm. We can't go to 2001. It doesn't go back that far.
Too bad. It only goes back to 2004.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, I just thought that it's watered down. I thought it would have changed maybe when Trump got in, but it seems to have been steady through that era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've been going about an hour and a half. I am starting to wear out. Did you get...
I have one more question for you. We'll end on this if we can.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear of the Z-Blog?
No.
If you go to thezman.com, thezman.com, it'll forward to zman.com/WordPress.
Okay. Sorry, I was just looking at the comments here.
I see that you're...
Type again. Or say again. Okay.
thezman.com.
Okay. What do we got here?
Redirect to... Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
This was at first very exciting to me. This was a blogger and audio podcaster.
Okay.
Who seems to be right in line with the things we talk about. He actually lives near me. I was getting excited about listening to this. And then he started talking about how he's going to get the vaccine and nothing is fake. I couldn't believe it. I just wondered if you've heard of this person before.
No.
That's all.
Is it another propagander kind of?
It's so funny you say that. That's exactly what it reminded me of.
And how did you find this podcast and how far back does it go?
I was looking up.
Oh, it goes back. Got some archives here. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
July 2013.
And he talks about the same things we talk about, but then he's just like, I'm not going to get my vaccine now, but, maybe I will, in a couple weeks. What? With the things he talks about?
Is episode 193 the new religion about COVID?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hear
it. So I had to turn it off. I was in the car with my youngest son, and I'm like, I got frustrated. I'm like, I can't listen to this. I know it's good stuff, but he's talking about getting the vax.
Yeah, all my nieces and nephews are posting pictures of the two. Vax too. Getting the second vax. It's really, wow, long intro here.
Sweet. I have a segment on reductionism. I have a segment on the nature of the managerial elite. And finally, I have a very long segment on the beliefs of the managerial elite. So, let's get started.
Oh, sound effects. Does he have a producer?
Reductionism.
And if you notice, his episodes are always exactly an hour and 1 minute.
Oh, great. Well, it says here 1 hour on all these podcasts here.
Yeah, I saw that just now, but on my Overcast, it's always an hour and 1 minute.
Ways.
11.
And for example, ontological reductionism is the belief that reality is composed of a minimal number of things or minimal number of substances. Methodological.
Well, the only point that I like that Tim Osman has me sort of questioning is that he thinks the only thing real about the quaxinations is a schism. Where they've divided society.
I heard that. I thought that was great.
Yeah, so what he's saying is, why, if we don't believe in the virus, why do we believe in the poison of the quaxination? It is it isn't a bad point. It's not a bad point, but the problem is the whole history of the quaxination goes way back, and it's clearly. I think a toxin of some
sort.
Wait
a second. I just thought about what you said. He's saying that if you don't believe in a virus, why would you believe it's a poison? That makes no sense to me.
Well, he just said he frames it left and right, which is the way most Americans look at life. So he said the left are afraid of the virus.
Right.
The right are afraid of the quaxination. That's the way he put it. So that's why he says the only thing real is the schism that is created between.
I agree with that.
But he does. So maybe it's implying that there's no deadly virus for the left, but they believe it. And there's really no deadly quaxination for the right, but they believe it.
Completely disagree with that.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, my wife is sleeping over at my father-in-law's house.
Because he's been poisoned.
Because he took two vaccines 4 months ago. He's been in and out of the hospital for 4 months, healthy as a horse before that.
Even though he's quite old. So
he's 80 years old. I'm telling you, you wouldn't have known he was 80 years old. Absolutely, except for diabetes, you would have no idea. And now he has every problem imaginable. And forget the COVID vaccine. Is Tim Osman also saying that regular vaccines aren't toxic either? Is he alluding to that?
I think maybe, because he said he took lots because he was in the military.
Oh, that's new information. I didn't know he was in the military. Is that true?
That's what he says. He took lots.
Oh, is that a new revelation? I didn't know that.
No, that's part of an ongoing thing he said over the years, for sure.
So you're familiar with PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that from the vaccine, don't you think?
Sure, it's possible.
Yeah. So what's he talking about that there's nothing wrong with that? I'm doing a video right now that is going to allegedly show that every single issue that we have is related to the childhood vaccines we have, from autism. No, he didn't mention autism, from ADHD to eczema to joint pain to everything.
I agree.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm completely
on board. Well,
I do agree. It's divide and conquer is, in simple speak, what it is.
I'm completely on board. And if you believe that the whole purpose of a quaxination is to elicit a response from the body, an immune response, by putting a dead copy of the actual virulent virus, which the whole theory is completely wrong. But if you believe their theory, if you go along that whatever they are injecting causes a reaction and makes your body attack that dead thing that they've denatured and made harmless, but it still creates an army of cells that they say remain in your body. It's like it creates a standing army. And so when the real guy comes in to attack you, that army will pounce and you'll be fine. That is the theory of quaxination. And it's completely wrong. And it's actually, I believe, based on alcohol and alcoholism, where they basically take the concept that when you are a hardcore alcoholic, your body builds up an immunity to alcohol. So it takes more and more alcohol to make you drunk.
What do you think of that?
I think it's true, but it has nothing to do with an immunity. It's really taking the immune system idea and twisting it, because I don't believe there is an immune system, because an immune system implies the germ or the invading army paradigm, which is, I think, false. I think it just means that your body is able to adapt to the poisoning. It just has more pathways to process the poison. So, for instance, your liver switches over to alcohol processing. If you look at your liver as a plant, as a industrial plant where they process widgets. So if more and more alcohol comes into the plant, then more lines are opened up to process that alcohol.
But so it kind of scales.
It can scale up. So therefore, as you increase the poison intake into your body, which is what alcohol is, your body, your liver is ready to process it, because you just poisoned it yesterday. So all those lanes are still open. It's like at a grocery store. They open up all the lanes. Now, as you withdraw from alcohol, then your body probably starts closing down lanes, saying we don't need these lanes anymore because mm-hmm. we're not as busy. Mm-hmm. So that's your body's way of adapting to the poisoning. Mm-hmm. And I think I believe this is true with heroin users. Heroin users are similar. Your body can deal with the poison. So they take more and more heroin to get the same buzz. And then if they get pulled off the street or they get put into withdrawal, they have tremendous problems. And say they stay clean for a while and then they go back onto heroin and they go back onto the same dose they were taking before they were pulled off the streets. Mm-hmm. That's what kills them. Because
yeah, I have to interject right at that point. I've said this a couple times in the past. I don't remember if it was on your show. I've spoken to some emergency room nurses. Mm-hmm. And they say one of the worst things that they ever see is poison ivy.
Oh, yeah.
People who ingest, purposely rub it and ingest it
mm-hmm.
to do exactly what the vaccine concept is.
Yeah.
They're fine, and then they hit a tipping point, and then they're in the worst shape ever, like hits a tipping point, and then they're completely allergic and devastated by rubbing poison ivy on themselves. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds like a similar concept to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never heard of that. Anyone that would deliberately put poison ivy, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a mental illness probably if you do that.
Well, again, they're just getting it from the vaccine industry. It's like, oh, if you take this poison,
mm-hmm.
you're going to fight off future problems.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. But anyway, so then if the heroin user takes that same injection they took just before they were taken off it, it will kill them because all those lanes in their body to process the heroin have closed off. So they don't have that so-called immunity because all that processing power was put away and it can't reopen overnight, basically. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like if the grocery store had one lane open when they had a huge sale and they didn't open up more lanes, and you would just crush it. You'd crush that one lane and shut the whole thing down. So that I think that's what they base quaccinations on. Because people have been getting drunk forever, and I think that's what they base their model on. I think that's what the false model is. So, anyway.
The one thing that, and we'll wrap up after this.
Yeah, we have to.
The one thing that is still really hard for people to fathom
mm-hmm.
is when two or three people for example, my son went on a trip up near you. He went to Maine.
Yeah.
And he got sick at the same time his buddy got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And another person, I think, got sick. Or maybe it was two or three. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, how do you explain that? I know it's poisons. I know it's toxins.
I just say it's environment. The reason why people get sick in the winter, I'm going to say in the Northern Hemisphere where it's cold, I think that's pretty easy. Number one, we're not outdoors as much. Number two, we're indoors. Number three, the indoors. Humans aren't supposed to be indoors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So our houses have poison in them. They have a low level of poison that our body doesn't even notice. Mm-hmm. We have carpets. We have mold. We have recirculated air. And if we're all breathing the same air, then we tend to exhibit the same symptoms of illness depending on our level of nutrition. So obviously people in the same house don't always eat the same food. Even if you are served the same food, you might not eat your broccoli, but maybe someone else does. So they might have a higher level of nutrition. So many, many things are similar, but not the same, even within the same house. But I would say overall, we're all exposed to the same environment, then we could have similar results.
Yep.
So the more you listen and study, and who knew we would just be talking endlessly about viruses, vaccines for a year and a half. That's right. Why I think most people should be a lot smarter by now And all we do, and you do, I do, is you listen to all the different people. Most of the time they're saying the same thing. But every now and then someone says something to try and explain what we are not told, because we're really guessing, because there is no other medical education system. It's all based on the germ theory. So you're not going to have any great minds in the terrain theory because no one is studying it. There's just alternative studying, people doing it on their own time. So there's not research on this. We can't really draw upon research because there is no community. It's just people making their best guesses. There's no one doing $10 million terrain theory studies anywhere.
Right.
So we're at a huge disadvantage. So we're really doing way more guessing. But I think it's a theory that will never be exploited or researched because there's no money in it.
That's right.
That's because we're in the capitalist system where we're driven by corporate profits and growth, and there's no future in that. So it's never going to be looked into or studied in this system, or any other system probably for that matter. I think so.
I promise I have a very quick story to end. Mm-hmm. I interviewed a lady at Starbucks. She asked me she's like, I see you all the time here. What do you do? And I always throw the line. I'm like, hey, I do a show about conspiracy theories. And she goes, oh, like all the lies that are going on. That's going on. And I'm like, holy crap, this is great. I'm like, yeah. I said, you want me to interview you? She's like, that would be great. So we go outside, I interview her. And the lies that were going on that she was talking about. Wait, Ty's saying something to me. What do you say? Oh, you're on the phone. Okay. The lies that she was referring to, all the Trump lies. So right. I literally interviewed her for like 40 minutes about Trump.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was a Republican against Trump. And then right. She took the vaccine and all the whole deal. And when I turned the recorder off, I said to her, I said, listen, I was being very cordial with you. Let me just tell you how I feel about all this. It's a lie, blah, 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 all the things I talk about. And I said, let me ask you this question. I said, did you ever think, instead of taking a vaccine, of getting fresh air, walking a little bit, nutrition, sunlight, exercise? Have you ever heard anyone on TV recommend that? She goes, you know, I never thought about that. And the answer is no. I just find that mind-blowing that no one thinks about that.
And here's a little clip from Canuck Law. She does some good clips.
On or something on just that particular vaccine, but I certainly would have paused it and gotten front page news all over the world. And then people don't want it. And it probably even affects the others because, you know, there's a big situation with a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine. Well, this played right into their hands. And they want me to do public service messages and everything about everybody taking the vaccine. And look, I guess in a certain way, I'm the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years. He thought it was something that just wouldn't be that effective because it would take so long to get. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before. I wouldn't exactly say they're in love with me. They have never – this is a very bureaucratic organization. I push them like they've never been pushed before, and that's why we have it. When they did the pause on Johnson & Johnson, I thought that was a very, very stupid thing to do.
Would you recommend to our audience that they get the vaccine then?
I would. I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly.
There you go. Thank you, President Warp Speed.
The cognizant dissonance is amazing. Yeah. All the Trumper people who are into freedom and all that kind of stuff, but he's telling you to get the vax. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But sometimes I think that's what people want to hear from them, the majority anyway, if you believe the statistics. That's the problem. That's the checkmate. When this came along, I said at the very beginning, this is a checkmate for Trump. There's no way he can get out of this. And it's mainly because the elite have convinced people that they need this thing. And that's going to be really hard to counter for sure. Doesn't matter. Like Doug Ford said, you may as well throw a rope around your neck and jump off a bridge if you're going to go against the people, because unfortunately, the people are ignorant and they're convinced that they need this thing. And it's going to be a really, really, really rough ride for those that know it's a lie. So that's what we're trying to do on this show, is just counter the mountains of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tall order. But one heart and mind at a time, right?
No. You know how I feel about that.
Okay, tell us about Operation Warp Speed. We'll end on that because that's a positive thing.
You mean Operation Wake 'Em Up?
Sorry, Operation Wake 'Em Up. You got it.
No, we're going to wake up millions of people. So go to escapethenewnormal.com. And I just had someone send me something. I promise not to say anything about this.
Yeah.
Someone sent me something. He's been a listener for years. Join Operation Warp Speed. Seriously, it's like, you're going to help us make videos. You're going to help us get videos out. I mean, if you really want to make a difference, Here's how you can do it. I mean, I pump out the videos. Let's do it.
Operation Wake 'Em Up, not Operation Warp Speed. Now you're mixing me up. Did you just say Operation Warp Speed?
You said Operation. I said, what do you mean Operation Warp Speed? That's Trump.
Yes.
Operation Wake 'Em Up.
Right. Good. Okay.
So I appreciate the link to that. EscapeTheNewNormal.com.
All right, so go there, help you make the videos, and you just made a video and released it.
I've been making tons of videos. Like, you can go, if you go there and click on Operation Wake 'Em Up, you can see the videos starting to pile up. And I've got another vaccine video coming out. I got a video that's about, and we talked about this, about the World Economic Forum is planning on shutting down the entire internet for 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a video about that. I got a video about meat. I have so many videos in the pipeline. It's crazy. And I need help. I can't do it. I can't do it myself. I need people to help me proofread and to fact check. I wanted to talk about fact checkers tonight, but I guess we'll do that some other time.
Yeah, we'll do it next time. And you've got your videos here on the display here. And you're also looking for a monthly pledge. That's new.
That and actually a one-time pledge, too. I'm putting that up tomorrow. So, yep. If you just want to give me a dollar, it's a little test we're doing. We'll see if that holds.
The dollar test.
The dollar test.
Dollar a month.
It's actually a bet I have with my wife, and I bet her that it's not going to work. So prove me wrong and prove my wife right.
And how's that money processed? Through PayPal or through Patreon?
Stripe.
So Stripe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I have my own software that does the membership. It's called A Member, and it does that. And
So they need a credit card then, and it'll be processed through Stripe.
I would do crypto. The problem with crypto is no one uses it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've checked how much. I can check right now how much you've received. I just checked yesterday. You still have received two donations through Bitcoin. That means no one's using it.
Yeah, I don't promote it really, and I don't even know how many donations. So, and I have a pirate and a Monero. Those two, the Monero has received the odd donation, but yeah, it just comes and goes in waves right now. Right now, it's sort of repressed and it's quiet.
Well, it's going to get busier because we're still in July. We're in the middle of July. Dog days of summer, so it's on the way up. After this week.
Mm-hmm. What is crypto?
No, the amount of donations you'll get.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Everyone's literally on vacation. Like, I can't tell you how many we do with Operation Wake 'Em Up. We have my members of my family who send out emails all day long. And so many people are like, hit me up in 2 weeks when I get back from vacation.
All right. And I just put a new comment policy on right now. And I actually lifted it off another website. I thought it was such a good comment policy because it was really identical to what I wanted to say. And basically it says, Fakeologist has a completely open comment policy. And you can read that under About on the top of Fakeologist.com. Click About and then Comment Policy. And then if you click on Blog and then Latest Comments underneath that, it's a drop-down menu, you can see the latest comments. And
That's one of the best things you've done in a long time. That's my new favorite spot.
Oh, right, because, well, you said you live in the comments, so I thought, well, what's an easy way?
If you can get rid of that italic part, that would be even better.
Yeah, I'm not.
If you can make the comments plain text instead of italic, it's a little bit easier to read.
I think the little plugin did that. Well, maybe I'll look into that. And I want to make sure these are the latest comments, because I did see, oh, yeah, someone new. Yeah, someone named No Need for a Name. That could be anyone. It says it could be anybody. So they appreciate that the comments are wide open right now.
Yeah.
So even though
I literally have it bookmarked in my Safari browser. So now I don't even click to your website first. I just click on that and it goes right to the comments.
Yeah, and there's some good stuff. Well, here's where Ford was saying you could tie long. I thought that was a clip, but they put the whole clip for Doug Ford saying you could tie a rope around it. Yeah, so it's okay, good. So you like that? That little
best
administration?
Part, yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. So we're always getting better. Okay, good. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Marcus, for joining. It's been almost 2 hours. It's a little too long, but I hope we've made sense to most people, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. As always, I appreciate you having me on, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Good night. All the best. Good night.